Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Yomer Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Mem, in the middle of Sif Dalet. We have an unusual situation today where there is no Mechaber Ramah. We just have a page that is filled with Mishneh Berurah and Bir Halacha, and as well we will do the Deir Shu footnotes. And we begin on the bottom of Kuf Pei Tes Amud Beis in the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Beis, where we had read yesterday that the Mishneh Berurah said he's going to give a more extensive discussion over here of the Isser of Kosev and Mochek on Shabbos because it is not found extensively in either the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber or in the Ramah. And the Mishneh Berurah begins, again, about 10 lines up from the bottom of Kuf Pei Tes Amud Beis in Sif Katan Chav Beis in the Mishneh Berurah. And he begins, Os Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah writes, Ein HaKosev Chayev Ad Sheyichtov B'Dovor HaRoshem V'Omed. The person who is going to be over the Issa D'Orais over here is only going to be over it if he makes a permanent and recognizable mark in the paper. For example, it has Kigon Dio U'Shechor Hainu Pechom, which is like a charcoal, he brings down the name of Rashi, or the Sikra, which is a Tzeva Edom, so he has some sort of an ink or some sort of a black coal type of a mark, or some sort of a red sort of a dye. The Komos, certain type of dye called Komos, which is Sraf Elon, which is the resin from a tree, the sap from a tree, or Ume Afotzim, or gallnut juices over here, the Kankantum, which is usually translated as vitriol, or Cleopheris, like a lead pencil, the whole Kayotzi Bahem, or anything like this could make a mark that is going to be near Sham, it's going to be recognizable, written onto a piece of paper, Shehu Dover Miskayim, so this is a type of writing that is a permanent type of a writing, and likewise, V'chein Eino Chayev, you would not be Chayev the Yisud Darais over here, unless you're writing it on something that will have a permanent retention of that writing on it. For example, kigon alor, if you do it on a piece of leather, or cloth, a piece of parchment, or niyar, a piece of paper, v'eitz, a piece of wood, or anything else which is normally going to be a permanent type of a writing tablet. However, but if you're writing on something that's not going to be a permanent etching into it, you're writing it with some sort of a liquid or with some sort of a juice over here from a fruit. Or you are writing with ink, however, or anything that's a good ink, but you're writing it on vegetable leaves. It's something that won't be permanent. In all of these situations, it's not an issa daraisa potter. It would be an issa darabon, potter of a loser. And only be chayev over here if you've met both of the conditions. It has to be with a permanent type of an ink on a permanent type of a piece of paper. Dish foot number 48 brings down, even though your intention was to write something on a piece of paper, for example, that's permanent, but you didn't intend to keep it permanently. For example, you wrote something that was samuch to Matzei Shabbos, and you're going to throw it away right afterwards. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish said, that would still be an issa d'oraisa. We mentioned this in yesterday's shir as well. Continues and he writes, ein ha-mochek chayav. If somebody erases something, he's likewise not going to be chayav an issa d'oraisa over here. Ad sheyimchok tzav ha-omeid v'al gabei dover ha-omeid. Unless you erase it from something that was a permanent type of a structure. The cholzeh lein yuchiv chatas. Everything that we've said now that you're not chayav over here is meaning that you're not chayav an issa d'oraisa and an issa d'oraisa that would be obligating the person if he did it unintentionally on Shabbos to bring a chatas. However, aval issa d'rabbanan, as we mentioned, all of this would still nevertheless be prohibited rabbinically. Yesh afilu kosav. That would even be true, even though you wrote it, b'davar she'eno omeid, al davar she'eno omeid, even if neither the ink nor the paper was of a permanent nature. And the same halacha applies, v'chein le'inya mechika, the same thing would apply in terms of erasures. That's the first point of the Mishneh Berurah. Point Beis, number two. Hakosev al besaro bidyo, chayev. If somebody were to write on his hand, or on part of his body, on his own skin, he would be chayev in issa d'oraisa for doing so. Why? Mipnei shehu ar, because your skin over here is like leather. It's like skin. And afal pi shechamimus bisaro, even though the heat of your body will eventually, ma'averes haksav liachosman, will make the ink go away, it won't stay there permanently. Nevertheless, hareza domen lechsov shenimchak, that would then be something that had been written down on permanent paper, and then somebody erased it. You still would be chayev for writing it. Therefore, in this situation, you are chayev. However, abol hamesaret al besoro, if somebody were to go and scratch letters onto his flesh, tzuras ksav, in the form of letters, that would be an issur derabbanan, potter of a loser. She'ein derech kisiv b'kach, because that's not the normal way to write, and only in the doing things in the normal way of the melacha is it going to ever be an issur deraisa. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Akore ala or kisabnis ksav." If somebody goes and rips on some sort of a hide or a skin over here, the shape of the letters. In other words, he cuts out the shapes of the letters. That would also be called ksiva midaraisa and chayv mishum kosev. He would be over the issa daraisa of writing. Likewise, haroshem ala or. But if you just make some sort of a mark on a hide, kisabnis, that's like in the shape of a letter, a kisabnis ksav, and you etch out on it some sort of a shape of a letter, that would only be potter. However, in the Tosefta, it says the exact opposite, the Mishnah Berurah says. But Tosefta Shalano Issa Lehefech says the exact opposite. The Bekoreya, if you actually cut out the letters, that would only be an Issa Darabonan, potter v'alosser. Over Roshim, but if you etch out in the hide the shape of the letters, that would be an Issa Daraisa Chayim. Ukvar Nischaptu Bazar Rishonim, the Rishonim tried to reconcile this over here. And Ayin and Divrei HaRashba, B'chidushav, the Rashba, in his writings, Uva Divrei HaRav, HaMagid, Kanu, Perek Dalet, the Gerishin, they go and try to reconcile this. Os Gimel, point number three that the Mishnah Berurah wants to bring down. HaKosev Ksav Al Gig Abe Ksav, if you're writing on top of a letter that's already written, you have an Aleph Beis over there, and you rewrite over on top of the Aleph and the Beis, Aleph Beis. The Hainu, Shehevir Kulmus Al Osios HaKsuvim Kivar. You have letters that are already written there, and you take out a pen, and you rewrite directly on top of the letters that are already there, you rewrite those letters. So that is not an Issa Daraisa, Potter Avalosa. That would only be an Issa Darabonin. Why? The Halo Ahani Midi, you accomplished nothing. The letter was there beforehand, the letter is there now, so it's a little bit darker, but that doesn't really change the letter in any meaningful way. But this is only true. Hani mili shahaya dio agabi dio. That's when you're writing black ink on top of black ink. O sikra agabi sikra, red ink on top of red ink. However, avolim hever dio agabi sikra. But if you wrote black ink on top of red ink, black is considered a much better ink than red. So in this situation, you actually chayiv shtayim. You chayiv twice. Why? Ach mishum kosev, once for writing the letter. You now have created a black letter that wasn't there previously. Shak shov hu ksov hagun yosim yirishona. That the ksav that you have over there now is a nicer ksav, as I mentioned. Black is a nicer type of a print than is the red. And the second issa you're over, v'achas b'shemochek, because you've wiped out the red lettering that was there before and it's no longer recognizable. Shemochek b'ksivasa v'shtei osios ha-tachtonos. You've eradicated the two red letters that were underneath over there. V'imhever sikra agabi diyo. But if you did red on top of black, so that's also only an issa d'rabban and potter, because that's called makalkelu. That's considered a substandard type of writing. The red ink is substandard compared to the black. The issue footnote number 50 points out, what about if somebody goes and polishes his shoes? They're already black and he just makes them blacker. That is, as brought down by the Sheva Levi, Zatzav Rav Osner, who says that that is adding to it over here because it's recognizable that it's now blacker and more polished, and that's an Isser of Soveya. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who adds that even though in respect to writing it wouldn't be considered significant, in respect to coloring over here, Soveya, it is considered significant. Now we go to Oz Dalad in the Mishnah Berurah. Point four. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Ena kosev chayiv chatos ashi yichtov shtei osios." The person who writes over here is not going to be chayiv chatos, and this is daraisa for which, if you did it unintentionally, you'd bring a carbon chatos unless you wrote two letters. Avolim kosev osechas, but if you only wrote one letter, so afilu haisel gedol lokishtaim, even if it's as large as two smaller letters would have been potter mechatos. That's not going to be a chayiv of a chatos. Nevertheless, mikomakum isu daraisu, it is going to be an isu daraisa, ika afilu bosachas, even if you only wrote one letter, as we've already explained, v'chanal bereish ha-simon, because chatzi shir is awesome in our Torah. It's only the shir is significant for whether you bring a chatos or not. The issue footnote number 53 brings down, if somebody writes a lot of letters, so the Taz and Eben Ezer brings down that every time he writes two letters, that's considered a separate malacha by itself, and he brings down as well from the Beis Shmuel the same idea. Dirshu footnote continues, and he writes, if somebody writes an Aleph and a Lamed together, like sometimes you'll find people don't want to write the word Aleph Lamed together, so Shem Vashem, so they'll make the Aleph and the Lamed together as one letter, as is often found in Siddurim, for example. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is unsure if that's considered one letter or two letters. And likewise, if a person writes, for example, in script, in English, for example, and the letters are all connected to each other, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is also, over there, not sure if this is considered one letter or it's considered multiple letters. The Chafetz Chaim continues and he writes, the Os Achas She'omarnu, the Potter, that which we said, you're only Chayev and Issa D'Rabbanim by writing one letter, Afilu Haisa Smucha L'chtav She'aisa Kosim Mikodim, even if you're writing it next to an already existing letter from beforehand. Why? Kiven the Bishabbos lo kosev elo osachas, because you only wrote one letter on Shabbos, therefore you're not chayiv, even though you have completed a letter over here attached to another word, another set of letters that were already there beforehand, but you only wrote one letter on Shabbos. However, he does say, Abel, in Bazeha os hishlim es a sefer chayiv. If you completed a sefer by doing this, then you would be chayiv over here, even though you only wrote one letter. The issue number 54 brings down that this is the Lashon of the Rambam. And he writes from the Minchas Chinuch, who adds, Shemi Lashon, no, from the Lashon of the Rambam, Mashmash ein chilukim hishlim sefer kodesh or sefer chol. Doesn't make a difference what book you finished. As long as you finished a book by writing one letter, that's called now that you wrote on Shabbos. However, Rashi disagrees, and Rashi writes that we're talking here about that you finished one of the Chav Dalet Sifri HaKodesh over here, that is considered writing. But even Rashi were to say that if you were to finish this, even if it wasn't on a klaf, that is still considered something chashav and meduyuk, because you're not allowed to add or subtract even one letter when it's on a printed page, not even on a klaf, and therefore that would be considered, according to Rashi, to be significant as well. He then brings down v'hashlamas osu achronish mezuzah. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that finishing off a mezuzah would also be considered a significant act, even though you only wrote the last letter. And finally, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is mesupik over here. If you're going to go and write one chumash, one seder of the five chumashim, so you're finishing off Bereshis, for example, is that considered significant or not? Since you can't lane from it, we don't lane from unless we have a complete Sefer Torah, so it's not good enough for laning. And since we don't learn from a Sefer Torah, even if it's an entire Sefer Bereshis or a Sefer Shemos, we don't go and learn from that, so therefore it may not be considered as if you completed something that is considered significant. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, this is a choshuva act, a ani mais of tuva. Whether you hold like Rashi or the Rambam, if you did a significant act of writing a single letter, that is considered significant. Then he writes, hakosiv os achas v'nike dolel simon. If you were to write a single letter and using it as an abbreviation, for example, afa pishakor mimena ayde zeh tevo shleima potter, even though people will recognize that you meant and wrote that as a single letter, that would be considered significant over here under reading purposes, but it's not considered halachically that you wrote two letters. For example, Ketzad, Kigon Shekosav Os Mem, you wrote the letter Mem, and everybody knows, Akol Karino So Meiser, they all know that you meant to write the word Meiser, but all you did was write the letter Mem, so even though it means Meiser, it doesn't count as a significant two-letter action. Oh, Shekosav Bimokum Minyan, or instead of writing the number 40, you wrote the letter Mem. Sharihi Kamo Shekosav Abayim, nevertheless, Afilu Hochi Potter, this would be over here only in Issa Derabbanan. Likewise, Hamagia Osachas Yosa Oso Shtayim, if a person went and he edited a letter and he made it into two letters. For example, Kagon Shechilek Gag Haches Benasa Shnei Zainin. A letter Ches in the Sefer Torah looks like it's two Zayins that are connected by a roof in between them. So if he erased the roof in between the letter Ches and created two Zayins, the Hut Sarchles, and he wanted those two Zayins, that would be an act of writing two letters Zayins, and he would be Chayiv. Likewise, V'chein Kol HaKeyotzi, if there's anything similar to this. For example, Hiskavin Lichtov Ches, if a person wanted to write the letter Ches, because of Shnei Zainin, but he only wrote down the two Zayins and didn't connect them. He intended to write the letter Ches, but he in fact wrote two letters Zions, that would not be considered significant. Oh, Shehiskavin Lichtov Mem, he wanted to write the letter Mem, which if you look in the Sefer Torah is really a combination of a Ches and a Vav that are put together. But he forgot to connect them. V'olu b'yodo Ches and Vav, Ayidei Shedilek HaKolma, somehow the quill skipped over here, V'lo Nimshach HaOz Karoi, and he didn't finish off writing the letter Mem. He just wrote a Ches and a Vav, just like he wrote the Zion and the Zion, and didn't connect them to make a Ches. In both of these situations, or anything like this, Uchol Kayotzi was there, Harei Zeh Potter. In this situation, the person would in fact not have been over in Issa Daraisa of Chiyuv Chatas over here, because Shari Lo Niskabin El Leosachas. In these cases, he respectively wanted to write a Ches, albeit he wrote two Zayins, he wanted to write a Mem, albeit he wrote a Ches and a Vav. Therefore, he's only over in Issa Darabbanan. Now we go to point 5. Os hey in the Mishnah Berurah. Shtei osio shamarnu l'chiyav, that which we said that you have to write two letters in order to be chayav over here, huafilu im lo nasa teva ayidezeh, that's even if you didn't write a word, you just wrote two letters. For example, kigon aleph gimel uchayotzi bezeh, there's no word aleph gimel, or any other two combinations of letters that don't make up a word, nevertheless it's to chayav if you wrote two letters. And he says this is true, afilu im hayu shteim shavos mishem echot, even if they're the same letter and you wrote them twice. For example, kigon tas, you wrote a tough and a tough, a gag, a gimel and a gimel, a ches and a ches, or a dalet and a dalet, uchadome. Gam ken chayev, you would in fact be chayev for doing this. The issue footnote number 55 brings down, this is true even if you were to write it on a copy paper. For example, it's written down, you write one letter on the top copy and it automatically gets pressed down and goes into the bottom copy as well. So he brings down over here from Shlomo Zalman that this would also be chayev because the bottom line is you wrote two letters. And he says, this is true, the Mishnah Berurah continues, afilim hoya daito mitchila lichtov yosi, even if your intention was to write out a fuller word. For example, kigon titnu, you were going to write the word tof tof nun vav, and you only wrote tof tof, or you were going to write gagos, and you only wrote gimel gimel. The chosav rach shteyos yos elamihen, you only wrote the first two letters, which are duplicates. Nevertheless, afa pikein chayav. This would also be an issur d'oraisa. Furthermore, the Mishnah writes, "Vada d'lefi mashe nifsak le'al b'simen lamed vav." That which we learned earlier in Shulchan Aruch, the ein haziyunin shel osios shatnes gates mi'akev. The letters shatnes gates shin ayin tes nun zayin gimel and tzadi. They all have the little tagin on top of them. So even if you didn't write the letters with these tagin on top of them, amo demikre ksav below zeh, it is considered writing letters without them. And then therefore imkain imkosiv shtei osios afilu b'sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah beliz. Zunyan gam kin chayv. If you were to write them, even in the Sefer Torah, that is considered adequate writing over here. And certainly, if you just wrote it on a piece of paper, that is certainly considered that you wrote those two letters. And likewise, v'chein noagim begitin shekosun belizyunin. In a get, they didn't write with these letters. Kimavur beven esusim kuchavav, as is written down over there. Nevertheless, amla dahavik sav gomer. It is considered fully writing. Afilu belizyunin. Even if you don't have these little tagin, the little zayins on top of the letters, and therefore a person who writes two of them would be over in issur d'oraisa chiyuv chatas on Shabbos. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Gam demeleches kisiva hu midoraisa bechol ksav ubechol loshon." In the issur of writing on Shabbos, it doesn't have to be written in Hebrew. It can be written in any language whatsoever, in any type of a script. As we learned, Ayin Le'el B'Simin Shinvav, B'Bir HaLocha, Shebiyarnu Dechenhu Haskamas Kol HaPoskim. This is the majority opinion over here, albeit Tirshu footnote number 56 brings down that the Ramah brought down the Or Zeruah, who said that it's only if you're writing Ksav Ashuris or Ksav Yevani, in Ashuris or in Greek, that it's considered over here a ksav. And the Bir Halach over there explained the Iker is like the Das of the Shaar HaRishonim, who say that in any letter, in any type of writing, it is considered over here ksav according to the Din D'oraisa. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, because of a Rambam, even if you're going to write down over here two marks over here that are numbers, if you write down two numbers, that's also considered like writing down two letters. Ozvav, point number six that the Mishnah Berurah has, which is the last one that we'll do today. Shtei osios she'amarnu l'chiyev, that which you said you have to write two letters in order to be chayev. Hu afilu imkosun b'shtei dape pinkos, v'hei nagin zamzeh. It's even if you write them on two different ledgers over here, and they can be brought to each other, they're touching each other, that's considered that you wrote two letters next to each other. Dainu she'kosovim b'sivsein, shiucha l'krosun kiachas. You wrote them at the bottom, and you can put them together, and you can see them clearly, so therefore, it's as if you wrote the same two letters on the same page. Afilin ksovin b'shnei kos le'zavis, and this would be true even if you wrote them on two different walls that are next to each other, mibifnim. So you have on the inner aspect of the wall, on wall A and then wall B adjacent to it, you would also be chayv for writing two letters on Shabbos. Since, ho'el, shahayu zeh k'neged zeh, since they're negging each other, they're opposite each other over here, v'yachol l'krosun k'yachos, so you can read them together. Now, even if you took a piece of parchment over here or other piece of paper, and on one paper you wrote over here in this Medina Zoo a letter A, and then you went on Shabbos that day, and in another locale you wrote on another piece of paper on that other letter you wrote the letter B, so then you would be chayev over here for writing two letters. Aye, they're not together, but nevertheless, if you were to bring them next to each other, which you can do without any other activity, since they would be touching each other and you'd be able to read them, there's no sin or thing that you have to do in order to be able to bring them together and be reading one from the other, so therefore that's considered writing two letters. However, avolim kosav os achas ba'aretz va'os achas b'korah. But if you were to write one letter on the ground and one letter on a beam, so you can't just easily remove one to the other, you'd have to do some sort of a malacha. Or you wrote it on two different walls. It's on opposite walls, not adjacent walls. Or on two different ledgers that can't be brought one next to the other. In this situation, you would not be over the Isser Deraisa. This would only be an Isser Derabbanan. We still have another 2 points that the Mishnah Berurah will go through. In Mitzvah Hashem, we will pick that up in tomorrow's shiur. That concludes today's shiur.